This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Tass, the voice of reason, we've got a special guest this morning, haven't we?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We've been angling for this for a long time, haven't we,
Michael? That's right, and we wanted him for 10 minutes, but we've actually got him for 13 minutes. Who is it?
It's our very Prime Minister, our very own Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.
Yes. Oh, my God, he's in the studio.
He is wearing a leather jacket,
he's
too.
He's wearing a leather jacket.
I have to stand up for this. Yes. Prime Minister?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. We're not going to.
I don't get that kind of rousing reception when I walk into the party room.
You don't? Now,
of course, trying to convince flat earthers and right-wingers that women aren't the devil's work.
Well, we know about jobs, but has there been any growth this morning?
Well, there's always growth.
There's always growth?
The economy is in a good situation. I see what you're talking about, getting out of bed with a stiffy. I missed the illusion there. I went into jobs mode straight away. Jobs and growth. There's growth and regrowth, I can tell you, this morning.
Now, PM, I have to say, I know this is community radio, but we do like to keep it nice.
Absolutely. There'll be no swear words, and there'll be nothing but illusions and double entendre, of course.
Does Barnaby know what that is?
Well, Barnaby, we don't know what Barnaby is, do we? Because we don't know where he's from. He looks like he got off the same alien mothership that Tit Shorten got off. But I think if you look closely at Barnaby, his head appears to be made out of pork crackling.
Yes.
And it would go very nicely with an apple sauce.
And some of it's slightly overdone.
Isn't it? Yes. There's a little bit of purple in there too.
Yes, but that's just... that's when you mentioned same-sex marriage to Barnaby.
Well, he gets it all in a fluster, doesn't he? It's like, don't get in my face. Well, nobody's putting anything in your face, Barnaby.
A bit like a pimple that's about to burst, isn't it?
Well, really, what is the fuss over people being able to marry in a civil service under the law, to have their union recognised and to celebrate love? And that's what I'm all about. Of course, I do live in the gayest electorate in the Federation, Wentworth.
Yes. But PM, this morning you've come out and backed that
Ballarat
Church.
I haven't
Ballarat
come out
church.
This morning. Oh, sorry.
you backed that Ballarat Church for refusing to wed a young couple because they back equal marriage.
A Presbyterian church.
What's that about?
Well, you have to understand a couple of things. First of all, I'm not the real Malcolm Turnbull, so you can't ask me serious questions. And secondly, I think that what I'm doing is just placating, like, the right-wingers, the flat-earthers, and the hysterical churchy types. And to do that, what we want to do is get a yes vote. What we want to do is pass legislation in the Parliament.
Can you say all of that as PM?
I can say all of that as PM, and no one can contradict me. So, yes, I think that's what I'm doing there. Of course, like I said, Wentworth has a very strong LGBTQI representation. The Q or the I? IQ? QI.
IQ. IQ.
IQ. We've got the IQ.
See? Why don't we write a haiku about the IQ?
Exactly.
Now, like a gay friend said to me, you know what, the real mafia put a horse's head in your bed.
Yep.
If you cross the gay mafia, do you know what they put in your bed?
I dare say.
1,000-count Egyptian cotton sheets.
Oh, yes.
just so you know they've been there.
So we're on to 1,400 count.
Now, 1,400. There you go. You
Bed, bath and table. You're on sale at the moment.
You flush out the real luxuriance when people correct you on cotton count.
Of course, sheets have a bit of a political history. Of course, if you go back to Now, what was her...
Alabama, actually.
Susan Rossiter Peacock Sangster runoff.
She did an advertisement for Sheridan
Sheets
back in the day, and I think, did she cost Andrew Peacock a place in the cabinet?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Lucy...
Rossiter Peacock Renouf, Sangster Renouf.
Yeah, runoff.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yeah.
She did the course in good housekeeping. She got to keep each house.
That's right.
Yes.
She was born sitting on a gold mine.
She
and she learned how to work it.
Yes. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca, Tass and Malcolm Turnbull. And we've had some interesting...
Our very own Prime Minister, Macca.
And we have, does he need a chair being so spineless?
I see what you've done there.
That was Dylan. Thank you, Dylan.
You know, when you're in a position of power, you have to take the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, and I understand that people are
slings?
Angry.
I can't see you in a sling, PM.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Not that kind of sling of outrageous fortune.
And one here now.
But never say never. I mean, I'm Malcolm Blight Turnbull. I'll do as I choose. Like I said to the Liberal Party, I'll wear what colour tie I want and when I want it. Paraphrasing John Howard's hate speech from many years earlier.
Now, do you want to read out that message there, Tess? That's
yes, it's, I actually am not quite sure what it says, but I will read it. Low-level smutty take on a stifling, oppression-wielding vacillator feels like a sop and waste of valuable time to engage in real debate. ... Dave B. Thank you, Dave.
Good on you, Dave. Keep writing. Keep expressing yourself and exercising your democratic
right. And, of course, 687 asks, how many flags are behind the PM in the
Is
studio?
Is that flags or fags?
I don't travel with as many as Tony Abbott.
No.
He always blotted out the background with flags.
He is
a patriotic flag waver and a complete nutball.
But there's a whole entourage of security out there. Can you see them?
Yes, that's right.
Now, you know, Tony can't go home because he's surrounded by yes votes at home.
Mm.
So he can't go home.
Tony's one of the most confused-looking men I've ever seen.
Mm.
And he still thinks that he's going to be Prime Minister again. It's quite sad. You know, remember when you were a child and all of a sudden the old Labrador would just disappear, and you'd say to your parents, where's Sandy gone? And they'd say, we've taken him to the farm. He's gone to live on the farm now where he'll be happy. I think someone should take Tony down to the farm. He'll be happier there. Out to the farm. That's what we're going to do with the ageing too. We're going to put a cap on it at 80. And where's Nan and Pop? They're down at the farm.
Down at the farm.
They've gone to the farm. They'll be
That's
happier
a cheap
there.
Solution, isn't it?
It is.
Well, beats having a policy. And, of course, anyone who complains, you'd put them in a com car with Michaelia Cash.
Michaelia.
Yes.
She gets up quite early in the morning to tighten her face.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Now,
it's got a screw on the back. It's
yes.
really... Because you never see her with her mouth closed. She's always got the corners ripped right up near the ears.
Must hurt.
She's very good at what she does. It must hurt. It looks painful, doesn't it?
Now,
and what about the shock on your deputy?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that shocked look that she always has.
The stare. The
eyes of Julie Bishop.
Yes.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot should write a song about it. The eyes of Julie Bishop, because they can cut through steel.
Yeah.
She is scary, but she's quite funny too. She's mischievous, Julie.
She?
Yes.
Is she?
Those people from the West, they enjoy, you know, rolling a bomb in, and she sometimes tells a very blue gag, Julie Bishop.
Really?
Mm. She's quite smutty herself.
Can you give us an example?
Well, let me think of something that's not going to get your license taken off you.
That blue.
This is one of her favourite children's jokes. She said to me one day, Malcolm, why do dogs have cold noses? And I said, I don't know, Julie. And she said, so they don't burn other dogs' bums. See, she's fun. She is fun, but you don't want to get on the wrong side of those eyes. She'll burn a hole straight through you.
I want to know, Malcolm, did you come by tram?
No, I caught I got in the Commonwealth car to Flinders Street Station and then the train, just for publicity purposes, to Parliament. And then I strode down Bourke Street, purposefully to the Joy FM buildings, of which I/Lawrence Mooney are a subscriber, and I encourage everybody to become a subscriber.
Malcolm, we have a question from a listener.
We've got a quick question from a listener. Tell us, Malcolm, is Christopher Pine gay?
Well, that's absurd. He's married with four children.
Yes, but is he gay? Yes, but is he gay?
Well, why don't we ask Christopher?
Hi, Malcolm. Hi, everyone. It's Christopher Pine here. No, I'm the Minister for Industrial Manufacturing, and I am heterosexual. I can tell you that right from the get-go, okay? And go Crows. Thank you, Christopher. Good on you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's sort of badass.
That's from the horse's mouth.
That settled that.
Do you know, and this might be an apocryphal story, but in his early days in the Young Liberals, Christopher Pine's party trick was getting his junk out and putting it on the table because he's rather well endowed. Did you know that?
I've heard that when he goes to the toilet, he doesn't shake it, he just gives it a kick.
Yes, he can tell you how deep the water is.
A bit like an elephant's trunk.
Well, I don't think it can pick up peanuts.
I don't know, he got pre-selected.
Now, can you say that as PM?
I can say whatever I like. I'm the Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Bligh Turnbull, 29th Prime Minister. I also like to think that I'm the 35th because, of course, Andrew Fisher and Deakin were Prime Ministers three times and Robert Menzies and Kevin Rudd were Prime Ministers twice.
Yes.
So I do a bit of trivia as well. Give me a number and
now,
I'll
tell you
Prime
Minister. Now, I've got a bit of trivia for you.
Good on you.
How many wartime Prime Ministers did Australia have in World War II?
In World War II... right at the beginning, Menzies was the 16th Prime Minister of Australia, and he was voted out by his party, the United Australia Party, and went on to create the Liberal Party.
And an independent, Mr. Coles.
Right. Coles.
Coles was an independent. Yeah, he gave up on the supermarket for a while.
Can we focus on the present, gentlemen?
No, this is important.
And then Curtin was a Prime Minister, and then he died of a heart attack, and for a short time, Michael Ford was Prime Minister for 7 days, so I would say three.
Prime Minister...
You're wrong, actually.
Can we move to the present?
Arthur Fadden?
Oh, no, it was Arthur Fadden.
Artie Fadden
between Menzies and Curtin. So four, is it?
And Ford was between Curtin and Chifley.
That's right. But Chifley
okay, now,
Prime
Minister,
Prime Minister, talk to
us about your vision for Australia.
Oh, that's riveting stuff, isn't it, Prime Minister,
well, I mean,
of the Second World War?
It's revelling in the past. Let's move forward.
You want to
get
back to Christopher Pine's junk, don't you?
No, thank you. I'm interested in your vision for Australia.
My vision for Australia is the Vision Splendid. It's an exciting time to be alive. It's a time of innovation. It's a time of disruption. And it's a time when what I see is coal fueling our bright lights until it blocks out the sun.
You don't have a vision at all, do
no,
you, Prime
I don't.
Minister?
I'm a hobbyist, really. I'm independently wealthy. I'm worth $200 million. And I just wanted to do this to have it on the CV. It's frightful fun, too. To have flags on a car, who doesn't like that?
Yes.
What about a rainbow flag? Would you consider that?
Absolutely, I would. Get one put on the com car immediately.
Fantastic.
And what I do wonder about is the LGBT. IQI. There's still debate
IQ,
in here.
IQ.
Your IQ, your QI.
No, it's
you
IQ. Know,
when did you lot own refracted light? I mean, when did it become yours? Once upon a time, it belonged to Dorothy, somewhere over the rainbow. And you've taken her and refracted light and made it your own. Now share it around.
Now you realise if you do have a rainbow flag on car number plate C1, which stands for Commonwealth 1.
Some people would debate you on that.
Exactly. What would Uncle Eric Abetz think about that?
Well, Uncle Eric Abetz's head would pop open.
Yes.
And pythons would come out of it, like the Medusa's head. Eric, he's terrific fun, isn't he, Eric? Of course, his Uncle Otto was the Nazi in charge of the occupation of Paris.
Yes.
So he does. He enjoys striding down the Champs-Élysées without bending his knees.
Yes.
So,
and is he your favourite?
You know, when you've got a rabid animal and you don't know what it's going to do next, they're fascination. They're not your favourite, but it's fun to watch them.
Yeah.
Eric. But there's always one comes out of Tassie, isn't there?
Yeah.
There was... who was the senator that
Brian Harradine.
Harradine.
Yeah.
Erica Betts. But yeah, Eric.
We have had Jackie. Yeah, Eric, we have had Jackie on. She was good fun. Jackie Lambie.
Well, she speaks. She talks. Well, she doesn't speak well. Not like me. But she calls a spade a spade.
Yes.
Actually, I'm just right here, Mr. Prime Minister. Mr. Turnbull, what I'm going to say to you is I'm going to do nothing till nothing happens. And that's what I'm believing. I used to, when I was actually part of the Parliamentary Nine Party, I used to go down to the parliamentary cafeteria and just sit there and think, well, this is all right.
Thank you, Jackie. I mean, really, open your mouth, Jackie. Enunciate.
Well, she does.
Enjoy the vowel sounds. You know, if you want to speak like me, it's very easy. You can do this at home, in the comfort of your lounge room or wherever you're listening. You might be sitting in your Kia at a set of lights. All you have to say is, far hydrant. Okay? So I went to get a coffee and I took my dog and I tied it to the far hydrant. So nice long I sound and hydrant. Now, pronounce all of the letters in all of the words, like suitable.
I'm sorry, look, we've got another message here. Congratulations, Prime Minister, for surviving 2 years.
Thank you.
As PM. Mm. As you are a spineless and beholden to the right wing, how did you survive Tony's knife attack?
Well, Tony, I do worry about Tony. I do worry that he might actually attack me.
Mm.
Because, you know, he goes swimming a lot. I fear that one day he'll be struck by the Manly Ferry as he's backstroking across Sydney Harbour.
He could get taken by a Chinese submarine.
Or like a shark. Like he'd fight it off. But if he got an acquired brain injury, I fear that he'd probably become more articulate and more sensible. And less inhibited, though he'd go around in his budgie smugglers the whole time.
Yeah.
And Australians would like that. It'd be an eternal image of Dad in summer, wouldn't it? Like, Dad's home. We do like a father figure in this country.
Yes.
That's why John Howard was so successful.
Yes.
We're like immature delinquents that need to be told what to do, and I don't like that. That's not the way that I lead.
Is it true that the staff at the lodge, because, you know, you after you renovated...
We renovated.
$40
million
worth. $40 million, I mean...
Haven't spent a night there. It's too cramped.
I know.
It's only got 18 rooms.
And dreadfully drafty. Mm.
I like to get back to Point Piper
whenever
I can, because, you know, it's an Italianate palazzo, and we've got marble going right through the atrium, right out the back, and you can see right across the harbour. And Lucy is always telling me to take my loafers off so I don't scuff the marble.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Prime Minister.
You've got solar there, though, haven't you?
I have got solar.
So this is the basis of your energy policy.
And I like it lit up like a fairy castle. Yes. Every light on, in every room. Because I am independently wealthy, so I don't really sweat about the
Prime Minister, bill. I have a question from one of our listeners. It's going back to one of your favourite subjects. Tony Abbott.
I thought you were going to say San Gervais.
And our listener wants to know, why is Tony Abbott so anti-gay himself? ...
Maybe
he's a little curious.
He is curious, but is he...
May think the lady doth protest too much, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, he is a Catholic and a triathlete, and all those things scream out, touch me. Anybody, please, hold me close. Oh. Now, the one that rings my bell is Corey Bernardi, because he seems fascinated by homosexuality and describes it in great detail.
Some unresolved issues. One.
What about George? What about George?
George, yeah. George
Christensen.
George Christensen. He's a big teddy bear, isn't he?
Yeah. if he went to the
Not
lair,
my type, I'm afraid.
If he went to the lair, there'd be a riot.
Bear or teddy bear?
Neither.
We do want to know here, now, Prime Minister, what do you think of Tim Wilson and Trent Zimmerman, are you their daddy?
Well, I've never said during any kind of intimate encounter, who is your daddy? Because it just doesn't sound right. I think Tim Wilson's a fine, upstanding young man and a great representative of the people of Goldstein. He's been involved in the political scene for some time. He was the head of the Human Rights Commission for a while, wasn't he? And he's a bit square for mine, Tim. And, you know, one day maybe he might be sitting behind the driver of C1. Because some people think that he is really cut out to be the C1.
Yes. Conservative one.
Commonwealth car one.
That's correct. That's the number. I don't want anyone to get any confusion when I say C1. I mean Commonwealth car one.
Yes.
Not anything else.
Now, I'm fascinated by your
I'm fascinated by you, Mac.
Oh, thank you, Prime Minister.
You're Bill. Terrific.
Fuck.
We meant to press a button or something.
You can't just go swearing on community radio. That's not what it was set up for. We didn't issue licences so the likes of you could just run your potty mouth.
Your love of coal.
You look like one of the fat ladies. Remember that series? Yeah.
Two fat ladies.
Nothing like a bit of ghee on your hands.
Really amused me.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yes.
Your love of coal, I wonder, as a child, did you often sleep with something small and hard?
Mm.
A briquette, perhaps?
As a child, of course, it was just me and Bruce. Because my mother left at the age... Well, I was 10. This is actual history now. Got a bit choked up there. My mother was a distant cousin of Angela Lansbury's. And she left Bruce and... It's the truth. I can never watch Murder, She Wrote without bursting into tears. That is the actual truth. She was an American and she left my father, Bruce, to marry an academic in New Zealand, a man by the name of Salmon. She swam downstream for the salmon, Bruce would say. I heard him some night screaming out, "If any man claims to understand women, he's a effing liar," as he would... rock himself to sleep. But he was a very canny investor in hotels, Bruce, and left me a fortune when he died, unfortunately, in a plane accident when he was only 55.
Oh.
The plane wing ripped off, and so I was left an orphan at the age of 28.
It wasn't Lufthansa, was it?
No, it wasn't Lufthansa. No. It was a local airline going to the Highland somewhere. Right. We're going to have a break after this story.
Is it true that you gave Peter Dutton the super ministry to compensate for his cashew?
That is not what the listener asked you, Macca.
When it comes to vegetable matter.
For his anatomical inadequacies.
Which is that he's got a potato for a head. And everybody calls him Mr. Potato Head. It's expressionless. He's also not Captain Fun.
No.
Ex-copper.
He actually doesn't believe... He actually thinks what should happen... And he said this in Cabinet, I believe, is, you know, as an ex-Queensland policeman, all we need to do is we just arrest them and put them straight in jail. We don't need to have a court process or anything. We just put them straight in jail.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Bypassing the presumption of innocence.
Yes.
And taking it to a higher power. And they all stand around and point the finger at Kim Jong-un. That sounds very Jong-un-y to me. Hasn't he got a terrific office, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, I love the office.
Clean desk, the lamp, the binoculars, and in the distance, just a rocket or a warhead firing off. I love the simplicity of that.
Minimalist.
Minimalist.
But it doesn't have any walls.
Mm.
It's like in a quarry.
No, it's...
And have you noticed the large TV sitting on the credenza, but it's not turned on?
It's like an annex. It's roped off at the front. And there he sits. And he's got some beautiful Mao wear too.
Yes, hasn't he?
The Nehru jacket with the very snappy collar.
Who I reckon it'd look good in one of those? It'd be Amanda Vanstone.
Mm. Amanda has to be very, very careful what she wears.
I can see her in the Camilla.
I think a muumuu.
Yeah.
Or a caftan.
A caftan.
Yeah, yeah. Camilla.
But, yeah, she went for the elastic pants very early on when she was ambassador to Italy. I mean, it was a hard joke, sending a woman like Amanda to the land of carbohydrates.
Prime Minister, we've had far too much fun this morning.
Thank you very much.
We did want to speak about, you know, stately matters and you know, climate change and all those things that are important to our listeners.
See, it's fun being a Liberal. Join, not only become a subscriber to Joy FM, but join the Liberal Party.
Yes.
We do enjoy parties.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a quick break, then we're going to come back just to say goodbye to you before you get on the tram, because Lucy's just riding up and down Bourke Street.
Mm. She'll be going crazy with the credit card.
Going, oh, she will.
Mm. Platinum.
You are, of course. Why, is there another colour? Macca, Tass and Malcolm Bly Turnbull, I have a final question for you, Malcolm.
Yes, fire away. Loud and proud.
Have you ever considered becoming a comedian?
Well, there's some comedians that do impersonations of me, but I, as you know, have very little sense of humour. Because I always consider myself the most intelligent person in the room, and having taken that stance, it's hard to enjoy a laugh. Unless, what really makes me funny is drug and alcohol testing welfare recipients. I think that is hilarious. Really. Like, which one of them isn't on drugs and alcohol? Do you know what I mean? Come on, guys. It's a cracker.
Because I thought, if you actually wanted to be a comedian, you could get a show at the Fringe Festival.
Well, I have got a show at the Fringe Festival.
That's right.
An evening with Malcolm Turnbull, starring Lawrence Mooney, who does an average impersonation of me at best.
So I believe that Lawrence Mooney's show is on Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of this month, that's next week, at the Lithuanian Club in Errol Street, North Melbourne. Don't miss the show.
Next to the... two doors up from the IGA.
It's mid Errol Street, so yes. Get down there, enjoy yourselves. And we're going to have some guests on the Friday night. Sam Dastiari is going to be joining me, Little Pinko. And so we'll be having some fun, and also Josh Earle is going to drop in and do some songs. So Lithuania, get down there and enjoy yourselves thoroughly. Does anyone know the capital of Lithuania before we go?
Vilnius.
Very good.
Yes.
You're not just a pretty face, are you?
I'm barely that.
You're a bit sweary.
Yeah.
Swear to you.
Prime Minister, I know you've got a plane to catch.
I've got to catch the plane.
No, he's got a tram to catch.
Oh, a tram. I'm sorry. What about the C1?
The C1? No, that's... Oh, but finally, I haven't heard a message from Christopher Pine about supporting marriage equality. What would
Christopher, come over here. Hello, it's Christopher Pine. I just want to say that joy.org.au, we're right behind marriage equality. Good on you. Go on. Just do it, everybody. Vote yes. As the Minister for Sturt in South Australia, I've always said yes to everything. So just bloody well do it. Go Crows. Thank you, Christopher.
And wouldn't you love to have Christopher behind you?
Christopher is right behind me all the way. And I feel his support.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Okay, good on you. You're good constituents and terrific guys. Thank you very much for having me.
Cheers.
Vote yes. Vote yes.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
And
vote
often.
Yes.
And
say
often.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.